Mr. Foster, is the Pope, the papacy, the Antichrist? Why do some say that the Pope is not the Antichrist?
I'll answer very quickly the second part of the question, because the Bible says he's not the Antichrist. And the first part of the question brings before us the confusion that there is in the camp of those who try to make the Pope the Antichrist, because they recognize that that's somewhat difficult given the information in the Bible. So then they say, well, the papacy, it's the Antichrist, which is equally wrong and equally difficult to line up against the Word of God. Now, it's really a simple issue. When the police are chasing a suspect, it's very good if they can produce a picture of him. And that helps people to identify the individual. And if the individual photographed is finally apprehended, he's brought to a place where those he has offended against can look at him. And they will be asked the question, is this the man? And if it is, they'll say, oh yes, that's him. I wouldn't forget that face. Well, in like fashion, God has given us information in the Bible regarding the Antichrist that makes it very clear that if you arrested the Pope, you'd be arresting the wrong man. He is an Antichrist, likely the biggest Antichrist in the world today, but he is not the Antichrist. Now, I'm going to give you something to do. There's a number of books at the back there, including one of my own, I think, if it's there, that gives you 10 reasons compiled by Mr. Benjamin Wills Newton as to why the Pope is not the Antichrist. And I don't believe you, well, there's 11 reasons actually. I don't believe anybody can improve upon what he says. And time and time and time again, he illustrates that what the Bible says about the Antichrist, the Pope does not fit. Now, there are people who take offense at us saying that because they think that somehow or other we're shielding the Pope and minimizing his sins. But that's not the case. I'm not minimizing cancer as a dreadful disease. If I point to another disease and say, but I think that's worse, I'm not saying that those who suffer from cancer really have nothing to complain about when I say there's diseases that are worse. Nor am I saying that the Pope is only a lamb, miscalled, misrepresented, when I say he's not the Antichrist. You can say all you wish in truth about the Pope, and you probably will come far short of painting him as black as he really is. He is a vile, vile man, sitting astride a vile, vile system. Of late we have had ample evidence of the vileness of popery in the treatment of children. Unspeakable wickedness that can only be from the very heart of the devil. But vile and all as popery is, there's viler yet to be. As Mr. Tom's just said, iniquity has not yet come to the full. God said to Abraham, the sin of the Amorites has not yet come to the full. Even though at that very time, the Amorites were an exceedingly sinful and wicked people. But the cup had yet to be filled to the brim. And there is a person coming, as depicted in Scripture, that God calls the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition. And there are many other titles given to him. And the Pope does not. If you were to dress the Pope up in the clothes of the Antichrist, you'd find the sleeves are far too long, the trousers are out over the shoes, the shirt collar is far too big for his neck, etc., etc., just to give an illustration. He doesn't fit the description given of God, though he is a vile, vile man, heading a vile, vile system.
Thank you.